There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. Launching into hour number two here. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. You can just dial on in toll free at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Derek J. has been threatened by ISIS. We will tell you what is happening here in a little bit. We actually had a lady call a moment ago. She had brought up the issue of, a family member of hers who had gone to prison for what she described as child pornography. And I've actually had in my show prep here a story from the Courier Journal about some teenagers who are, or at least one teenager, who is in similar trouble, facing a felony charge, more than one charge, for so-called child pornography. He is 15 years old. And he's in eighth grade, which makes it seem like he might have been held back.
Yeah, that does have that sound to me, too.
I was 13 in eighth grade, so I would think 14 is usually the higher end for eighth grade, because I was on the younger side of the people in my grade. Anyway, he's 15, and he has a seventh grade girlfriend. They'd been dating for a year and a half when they decided to have sex, which they apparently did twice at her house when no one was home. The boy, 15, also
it's like
texted...
like that's never happened before. I can't believe that.
This is news. The boy, 15, also texted two nude pictures of himself to the girl, who's 13, who sent him one back. And when the girl's parents...
they found her little texting.
Yep, they found the pictures on her phone. They took out a warrant in Woodford Circuit Court, and the boy was charged with sexual misconduct.
But here's what I want to know is what has he done that she hasn't?
Nothing. She's younger than him, I guess. Anyway, that's kind of one of the points of the story, is that the boy gets in trouble, but the girl doesn't. Not that I think anyone should get in trouble for this, but...
I think it's the older one gets in trouble, not the younger one. And
we've seen situations where both of them have gotten in trouble before.
We've seen situations where if it's a female and she's older, that she's gotten in trouble too.
Yeah.
So I think they tend to go after the older one.
That's what
in
I was
circumstance. But when you're talking about a young 15 and an old 13 or something like that, they may be separated by, 14, 15 months or something. You don't know that your seventh grader is dating an eighth grader that was held back? You don't know that? Maybe that's a parenting issue.
The boy was charged with sexual misconduct, a misdemeanor, and charged with possessing matter, portraying a sexual performance by a minor.
Child porn. These other parents are just so happy that they got this kid.
By the way, that second charge is a felony. So he's facing a felony count of possession of child pornography and a misdemeanor count of so-called sexual misconduct. Isn't that interesting? The actual sex itself was a misdemeanor, but the picture of the girl that she sent to him was a felony.
Yep. And this is
how do you reject a picture if it's sent to you? Like, is it a crime automatically?
You would have
You're like, oh no, a felony has just happened on my phone.
I am now a felon.
Yeah. Whoops.
Even though BH, as the boys identified in court records, was too young to consent to sex, the minimum age is 16 in Kentucky, he was charged with a crime for engaging in it. Now that's a bit of a paradox, isn't it? The law says that you can't actually consent to sex, and that if someone over the age of 16 has sex with someone who's under the age of 16, that person will be charged with statutory rape. But if someone under the age of 16 in Kentucky who cannot legally consent does engage in sex, then they are also charged with statutory rape.
Yeah, it makes total sense.
It
makes no sense whatever. You either have license over your body, sexual license over your body, or you don't. And it sounds to me like these two kids fall in the category of people who are not able to make a decision to have sex, so therefore they cannot be responsible for the decisions of having had sex, except for the obvious one, which is if somebody gets pregnant.
He was charged with a crime for engaging in sex, and even though the boy's parents could have gone to the county attorney's office and taken out charges against the girl, just as her parents had done, CW is her or her initials, only BH was charged. So basically, the parents of the boy are better parents.
Just
and,
refusing to go after this little girl, which is good.
And if they wanted to do something that, you know, as far as punishing their kids, they understand that they should do that within their own home rather than bringing the police into the picture.
This is really just, this is a testimony to bad parenting, is all this is.
In a case that has captured national attention, the Kentucky Supreme Court will hear arguments Thursday about whether voluntary sexual conduct between children should be prosecuted as a crime.
You know, this is hilarious when you think about, I don't know where Loretta Lynn is from, but, you know, someplace near Kentucky has that sound, right? Like Appalachia.
Okay.
And, you know, she was that age when she got married to a much older young man, and they stayed married their whole lives. Their marriage had ups and downs, but
well, if you get married underage, Mark, then that legalizes the sex.
What? God, this is so strange.
Well, because then you've had permission from your parents to get married, because that's usually what you have to have in order to get married under the legal age in some states, as I understand it. The case matters to any parent who has a teenage child, says BH's lawyer, assistant public advocate John Wampler, or will have a teenage child. He says the simple fact is that, unfortunately, many young teens under 16 are having sex with each other and engaging in sexting.
Very common. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, when we were growing up, sexting didn't exist. Derek J.
Sure it did, because there were Polaroids. People used Polaroids to do sexting.
I saw a Polaroid of a friend of mine's girlfriend, buck naked.
Okay.
Yeah, and what about the photos that people would take and the one-hour photo people would develop and see?
That's a good
that
point.
That was a real danger, too.
And also, I know that when I was in high school, a friend of mine at the time had actually taken video of the girl that lived next door to him, which, you know, obviously a creepy thing to do, but teenage boys, took video of this girl when she was, like, getting out of the shower and stuff like that. So, I mean, was that – did he possess child pornography? Did he manufacture child pornography in that case?
Well, I'd say that he's definitely violated sort of people's,
maybe stalking or something like
yeah,
that.
Like something like that. I can totally see if this kid comes to school with this video that everybody's going to look at it, right?
Oh, he was showing it around, man.
I know, yeah,
I'm surprised he didn't get in trouble because he showed so many people, you know.
Open
their mouth.
Yes. Loose lips sink ships.
On this topic that I brought up before about the Canadian man who had manga, which are drawings, and he was arrested for child porn, good news that he was released a few years ago. I'm just reading this now as a quick little update. He was stopped at the Canadian border. They went through his computer. They found these drawings. And now the good news is he's not going to face any criminal charges.
Oh, wow.
The bad news, and that's all thanks to the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund. So good job them. And then the bad news is that he has to agree that he broke Canadian customs laws. Which is, like, ridiculous. Okay, no crime, but I broke the law.
So the customs laws would be he's smuggling in drawings?
I don't know. I guess so. So it's really stupid. I think it's so that they say, like, well, we weren't wrong, okay? No one was wrong
here.
You're
a criminal. Yeah, you're still a criminal,
you're
buddy.
Bad. We're going to just let you go.
But he was being held in prison up until this point, or?
Yeah, it seems that way.
Proceeding trial?
Right.
Well, he's lucky. There's been instances like that in the United States, and they didn't get away with it. Wasn't there one with a buck-naked Bart Simpson or something like that?
I hesitate to say where that incident was. I don't know if that was in the United States or not. That there was an incident about naked Simpsons characters causing some legal difficulty for someone at some point, because Bart and Lisa are technically underage.
Bart's an elementary schooler. Bart's older than Derek is.
Yeah, that's true. The idea of Bart is... The character of Bart is still the same age as he's ever been since, you know, episode one.
Well, the drawings have matured a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, I remember that from the 80s. That was on the Tracy Ullman show.
1989 was, I think, when they started that.
Wow.
Show.
I think it was earlier than that.
Tracy Ullman might have been before that, but I think the series itself was...
I disagree.
89. Well, you go ahead and check that out there. Pal. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. If the Commonwealth's position, and did you know Kentucky was a Commonwealth?
No.
Is held to be correct.
87.
Wow. Okay. Then approximately one third of all teenagers, according to recent statistics, could be charged with a felony sex offense, according to the public defender. That should strike fear in the hearts of every parent who has bought their child a smartphone. Basically, the only thing stopping your teenager from getting charged with a felony, either manufacturing or possession of child pornography, is that their girlfriend or boyfriend's parents haven't turned them into the police yet.
That's what it comes down to.
You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number.
Simpsons premiered in 1989.
That's what I was saying there.
But the Simpsons cartoon was on the Tracy Ullman show.
And which they was before that.
1987.
Exactly. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. Share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, will Derek J. be thrown from the Leaning Tower of Pizza by ISIS? We'll find out.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com, where we have a pound of coffee waiting for you.
Yeah, at coffee.freetalklive.com. You sign up for our subscription. You can cancel it any time. You pay the shipping. We'll give you a free pound of the best coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's BuzzBox coffee. It's delicious. It's among the best coffee you'll ever taste in your life. Trust me, try it. It's worth it. We're giving you a free pound. What else do you need? Just go to coffee.freetalklive.com. If you continue to get your coffee through that subscription, we will be able to continue to give microloans to people around the world through Kiva.org. I think it's a really awesome opportunity for us to help people in need. It's coffee.freetalklive.com, and you can help us help others. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, there's more coming up here about ISIS threatening to throw gay people, including Derek J., off of the Leaning Tower of Pizza. And I'm not mispronouncing that, by the way. That's how they wrote it, or at least one of the ISIS folks wrote it in a Twitter update. We'll share more with you about that here. 855-450-FREE. Also, the story from Courier-Journal, the Courier-Journal in the Kentucky, somewhere in the Kentucky area. Andrew Wolfson reporting on a couple of teenagers who are in a similar situation that many other teenagers are finding themselves in, where one set of parents doesn't like that the other teen is having sex with or dating their son slash daughter, and they call the police because that makes things better, and that's going to help improve relationships between all the families and the kids and everything like that. So they call the police. The police come, and they arrest a teenager, a male, who was 15. They charge him with a misdemeanor count for having sex and a felony count for having a picture of his 13-year-old girlfriend at the time naked. Now, he also took naked pictures of himself and sent them to her, but the Kentucky Attorney General's office is defending the prosecution, saying they're punishing only the boy, and they're saying that is justified because he initiated the acts and because he had a prior offense for indecent exposure.
What does that mean?
And how do they know he initiated the acts unless they were there?
Well, he did send his pictures to her first, I guess.
Oh, so she was just helpless when she saw him.
She couldn't help but take her clothes off and take her own picture.
You know, this is such an admission of failure on the part of the parents, because they are basically saying we can't control our own teenage child. We need the government to come in and control right. him for us.
Because she's totally not going to get another boyfriend after this. I mean, this is going to stop it, right?
I'd like to hear more
might.
About
I mean, who's going to date a girl whose parents go after them like this?
I'd like to hear more about this indecent exposure charge this young man got. I mean,
well, yeah, again, that's another another crime that could simply be he mooned somebody out of the back of the school bus.
I know, but
that's what I'm saying. I don't know what it means.
These things tend to pile up, right? Yeah. Like, you know, you make judgments about people based on other stuff.
This is about, to me, the type of person who thinks first, I got to call the cops. I got to call the cops. Oh, my, someone's making a noise. I got to call the cops. Oh, there's something going on outside. Call the cops, because there was a guy when I was in jail who had a boyfriend. He was a gay man. It was a consensual relationship. I think he was 19. His boyfriend was 17 or whatever the age difference was, 18, 16, I forget. But whatever it was, the state considered it to be statutory rape, and all it was the parents of the younger guy didn't like this guy. It was like, well, I know what we're going to do. We're going to get the state and throw you in jail.
Yeah.
We can't control our son and tell him not to have sex with you, so we're just going to get the cops to throw him in a cage.
So in New Hampshire, it's interesting. In New Hampshire, you can have a consensual heterosexual relationship at 16 years old, but you can only have a consensual homosexual relationship at 18.
Is that true?
Oh,
I was wondering about that.
Weird.
That's what that's as my understanding of the law.
Well, that would make sense given these two guys' ages.
So, going on here with the story from Courier-Journal.com, the nation's oldest public interest law firm for children, the Juvenile Law Center of Philadelphia and the Children's Law Center of Covington, say in a friend of the court brief that criminalizing sexual explorations among consenting teens is bad law and policy and stigmatizes youths. They say, quote, dealing with sexual feelings is an important part of adolescence. And they note that most states impose no punishment or reduce punishment when teen partners are of similar ages. But nonetheless, there are still punishments involved. Yeah. And I'm sorry, if this is an issue, it should be between the families.
How many of us would this have been the case for? Is this what I want people to ask themselves, especially males out there that are hearing this?
Probably most of the parents who are involved in this would have been, you know, charged with something.
Probably. I mean, you know, young women have sex generally at the age they are comfortable having sex. Young men have sex at the age that young women are comfortable having sex. I mean, you know, like, guys would do this a lot earlier. I can assure you that I would have been up for that. And this is just, I guess this is just the way things are. Why are we criminalizing it?
To the question of possession here, who's paying for the phone bill and who paid for the phone? I would think it'd
probably
be
the parents.
Parents, right? So why wouldn't they be charged instead of a child?
Well, I mean, I guess it's good that they haven't been, because that would be even more ridiculous.
No, they should be. Yeah, no, they should be, so it could underline how ridiculous this is.
Recalling the infamous example of U.S. Representative Anthony Weiner, one of the attorneys argues that prosecuting B.H., the young man, for sexting while adults go unpunished for the same conduct is also unfair. He said, quote, while the former congressman sexting did unquestionably damage his political career and presumably his marriage as well, he did not find himself in jail over his actions. Neither Wampler nor the Youth Law Center say underage youths like B.H. and C.W. should have carte blanche to engage in gratuitous sex without culpability. They say that instead they could both have been referred to as status offenders for counseling and ordered to take classes on sexual boundaries and appropriate interactions with their peers. And certainly that would be preferable than felony charges and being forced to register as a sex offender for the rest of your life, which this young man may be forced to do.
Yeah, I think that would be preferable. But I think what's interesting in this story is that these two were dating for a year and a half.
That's correct.
It's not like the young lady just threw her skirt up and let the young man go at it. They had been dating for a year and a half, and if the parents didn't like that, they had plenty of time to sort of get in the middle, right?
So I heard I've got a little more here, Mark, to your question about what was the indecent exposure charge. So the boy's problems began more than a year before when he adjudicated on the indecent exposure charge for knocking on a neighbor's door dressed only in a towel, removing it, then fondling himself in front of the neighbor when she asked him to go away.
Yeah, this kid has a bit of a problem, I'd say.
Well, wait, shouldn't he be encouraged to be at least, you know, having a relationship where he can take out whatever sexual frustrations that he has in that way rather than going to the neighbors and exposing himself? I mean, one of them seems a little more sexually healthy than the other.
Yeah. I gotta say, this is sort of what happens when things pile up, right? I don't think that this act that we're talking about with the girlfriend is in and of itself something that he should be charged with. But this first thing I've got to say is, you know, this is something that's going to get you charged with something. So, you know, now these things pile up, and the young man's going to learn that. So he had better straighten up or expect to spend some time in jail as a sex offender.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, ISIS, or at least somebody claiming to be ISIS, has threatened all gay people with being thrown from the Leaning Tower of, they spelled it this way, pizza. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely. securely for Bitcoin at BitBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BitBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to vote, free to auction, and free to bid at BitBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BitBit.co.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up anything you want right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you think teenagers should be put in a prison cell and labeled as sex offenders for the rest of their life for sexting, which is a very common activity, or for actually having sex. Apparently, sexting is actually more of a serious act to the state than the sex itself, because the sex charge in this case got this young man, 15-year-old male, a misdemeanor, but the naked picture of his girlfriend got him a felony. So maybe you think that this should happen.
If it's sex, you can always just go and go to church and ask God to make you a virgin again.
So if you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to do so. Maybe you want to see this crackdown continue on the teenagers of America. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or maybe you agree with the poster over on an ISIS Twitter account. and you believe that you would support the throwing of homosexuals off of the Leaning Tower of Pizza. They are threatening you, Derek J. You are a resident gay talk show host.
Yeah, what is this about? I have not heard this story.
Story's from the dailymail.co.uk.
Which is a real website, not That's one right. of those fake ones. So, like, I'm shocked.
Well, you could argue that it's more of a tabloid site, but they do, you know, cite their source
okay.
in this particular case. Hapless, and sometimes, by the way, tabloids do some of the best research out there as far as articles are concerned.
Is there, like, an American equivalent to the Daily Mail?
Yeah, The Inquirer.
All right. Okay, so I would take them less seriously.
Hapless.
The Inquirer's got a lot of awards
That's
for what
I
they
mean.
Do.
You'd be surprised okay. at some of the reporting at the Inquirer. Like they
I guess
because
they'll tell stories that other people aren't willing to tell, that sort of thing.
Hapless Islamic State militants have vowed online to take over Rome and, quote, throw homosexuals off the Leaning Tower of Pizza. Unquote. In the message posted by a Twitter account linked to the terror group, the ISIS supporter also threatens to bring Sharia law to the Italian capital. It comes just days after masked jihadists warned of their
intent. Does this just sound ridiculous to anybody else? Like, why would anyone take this jackhole seriously?
Maybe someone, well, they hacked their Twitter account.
Well, no. I mean, this person has been apparently reposting ISIS-related stuff for a while, and in the one of the more recent videos from ISIS, or ostensibly from ISIS, they did say they were coming for Rome. So this is kind of one of their newer themes, is that they're
Why
going after
Rome.
Well, it's around the Mediterranean. They're just kind of moving around the Mediterranean.
Okay.
It comes just days after mass jihadists warned of their intention to conquer the city in a video that showed the mass beheading of 21 Christians in Libya. And we talked about this video on Free Talk Live. I did watch the video. I'm of two minds. On one hand, I really don't want to see it, but on the other hand, I do want to see it because I want to see, you know, what this is. I want to see if this is legitimate. Is this for real? And I'm convinced. I know there are some conspiracy theorists out there that think these videos are just some kind of Hollywood makeup special effects, and I don't believe that for a moment. I mean, this is mass murder,
at first,
and decapitation.
I really wondered with the hostages when they would, you know, have the kind of cutting at the neck and there'd be no blood.
Yeah,
and
those were weird.
And then they'd just show, like, a head on top of a body.
Right.
I thought that was very strange.
That would have been easier to fake in those cases. And there were a few videos like that in the beginning, but since then they've had the video of the airmen, the 15 Syrian airmen, I believe it was, that were decapitated in one video, and now this with 21 people, Coptic Christians
have
being
they
decapitated.
Shown, just out of curiosity, have they shown any of the Western hostages actually being beheaded?
Not that I have seen.
I think that part's still interesting.
Well, again, we don't know where all the videos are coming from. Maybe there are different aspects of ISIS. Maybe it's all the CIA. I don't know. I don't know what the source of
either.
This is, but the video sure looks convincing of the mass beheadings. And then, of course, there was the one with somebody being burned alive as well.
So I'm not of the conspiracy theorist mindset. Like, I'd rather see some evidence before I believe something. But couldn't it be? And, you know, now I'm starting to wonder. What if ISIS is so disorganized that the CIA puts out some videos, claims to be ISIS, and they're like, yeah, yeah, that's us. Like, look how great we are. Like,
where ISIS actually yeah, believes it?
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, that was our brother group over there in Libya somewhere.
You never know, right? Like, you know, how do you know if there are undercover agents who aren't investigating other undercover agents? I mean,
wow.
Like, you know, here in the United States with different activist groups being infiltrated by undercovers, how do the undercovers keep it all separate, especially if they're coming from different policing agencies? How
well,
do they know?
Haven't there even been incidents where they're trying to do a sting operation and then they realize that the other person is also a government agent?
Sure,
they're like,
yeah.
Oh no, almost killed the wrong guy.
So rather than spark widespread panic, the threats have triggered a flood of mocking responses, with dozens taking to social media to make fun of the jihadists and their takeover plans. The original quote here from Abu Abdullah Britani, at Abu_Britani2 on Twitter, quote, "We are coming, O Rome." This is the hashtag. "We will conquer and establish the justice of Pound Sharia. We will use your Leaning Tower of Pizza, P-I-Z-Z-A, to throw off homosexual." And then another update from the same account. "We are coming with slaughter." And the threat posted, that threat apparently was posted today, or I guess when this was written, which was 2 days ago. The message was soon followed by another one, which read, as I mentioned, "The terrorists have previously thrown men off of buildings for so-called being gay." Earlier this year, images emerged that appeared to show militants hurling one man off a building in the tower of Tai Abyad in Raqqa as a supposed punishment for having a supposed homosexual affair. This most recent threat appears to indicate that terrorists intend to bring their barbaric practices to Europe and to repeat the horrific scenes off of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It appears the tweeter is unaware the tower is in Pisa, not in Rome. The hash, which I didn't know that, by the way, would make sense by the name, right?
Right.
The hashtag, We Are Coming, O Rome, with underscores in it, has been used by Islamic State supporters to discuss plans to reach Rome after the city was mentioned in a sickening video released earlier this week. Now, Jay, as the resident gay co-host here on Free Talk Live, yeah, are you finally ready to get behind the military here? I mean, they are threatening you. ISIS is coming for you, and they want to throw you from the top of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Are you ready to support military intervention? Because Obama is ready to go. He wants to help you.
No, I don't. No, no, absolutely not. I don't support
You're
that.
You're not scared?
If people. No, if they are scared, maybe they should go and fight ISIS. Like, if you're worried, if you're one of those gays out there who's like, oh, no, they're going to throw me off of the tower. I got to go stop them. Go ahead. I won't stop you. But
I'm imagining a band of bears and twinks arming up.
Oh, I
in leather.
But don't forget Stonewall. Here's what's going to happen.
Stonewall riots. They were violent gays.
Oh,
fighting back from the oppression.
Finally.
Like the beginning of this gay rights.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I think that what ISIS is doing here is really unwise. At some point or another, they're just going to raise enough ire that people are going to go and stomp them out. I'm getting annoyed by these people, and I'm going to care less and less who goes in and starts dropping bombs on them.
No, I think who goes and drops bombs is important. I think that's all that matters, because I don't want to be that person. I don't
want to
have to pay for it. You know, and if people do want to do that, I won't stop them, but don't make me a part of it.
Let's go to Dennis. He's in New Jersey. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Listening via free-to-air satellite.
Yes, that's right, yes. I'm wondering if any of you guys have comments about the census questionnaire that they send out. They they call it now the American Community Survey.
Yes, I definitely have comments on that. I say don't fill it out. What do you think, Derek J.?
I don't know anything about it.
It's like a midpoint kind of census thing. You know, the census is only supposed to happen every 10 years, but the Census Bureau...
I didn't even fill out the first one.
Yeah, the Census Bureau has decided that rather than collecting information every 10 years, they want to collect information more often. So they've come up with another survey that's not called the census. It's the American Community Survey.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did they give you a check when they sent it to you?
No.
Then throw it in the garbage.
They give you a threat. That if you don't fill it out, you're going to be fined and arrested, or something is going to happen to you.
Yeah, well,
they say it's required by law, and then when I Google it, it seems like it might even be unconstitutional.
Yeah, it's unconstitutional because they can't require a person to work without paying them. It's called slavery.
Stand by, Dennis. We can continue the discussion if you want here, because I've had some experience refusing the census people. I've refused the actual census, which is supposedly constitutional, and nothing ever came of, nothing ever came of it. They came back once. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. You can share your thoughts, and I'll try to dig up the video of what happened when the census worker showed up here at the studio. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE. You can join us via Skype as well. At username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request on over if you haven't yet done so. It will be approved, and it'll be easy for you from that point forward to call us on Skype. You can also easily support the show by sending some Bitcoin our way at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find the Bitcoin address there. You can send whatever Bitcoin you like. You can also send Litecoin, by the way. We still have the Litecoin address there. In fact, if you want to buy Bitcoin and Litecoin, as well as Dogecoin, you can do that from ExpressCoin.com. It's the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer. It really doesn't get easier than ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the United States or in Canada, it's ExpressCoin.com. Plus, they also have a smartphone app that you can download at ExpressCoin.com. And when you place your order, if you use coupon code FTL, you'll get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency with no fee at all, which is an amazing offer, especially if you've never bought Bitcoin before. Now you can actually buy Bitcoin up to $40 worth and pay no fee. So, no brainer. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. We're back with Dennis. He's listening via free-to-air satellite in New Jersey. Dennis, thanks for hanging on. You received what is called the American Community Survey in the mail recently. This was sent to you by the Census Bureau, and you were kind of surprised.
Yeah, well, you know, years ago, the census, when one talked about census, You were questioned about how many people lived in the house, and it really went no further than that. You just said you had two people live here, three people, and that was the end of it.
When was that? I mean, it wasn't in my lifetime, but I'm fairly young. So.
Yeah, I'm 70, so it was in my lifetime.
Wow. Okay, because right now the census as of 2010 is very lengthy. There's not just that one question.
Well, now what we're getting, what we just received, is about 10 pages long. It takes about an hour to fill out. And it's as personal can be.
Wow.
They want to know everything in the world about you. They want to know how much you're making and what jobs you had and how many times you brush your teeth in a day. It's like ridiculous what they're asking you. And you know what they're saying? They're saying that this information is necessary for planning schools, for planning hospitals, and for fixing roads. Now, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Sure it does, because if you oppose it, then you hate roads and schools.
Yeah.
That's what it's designed to be.
What happens if I just ignore it?
Well, from what we can tell, and people have asked this question over throughout the years, is that there is a supposed penalty for this, but that nobody has ever been charged with it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually...
Yes, that's what I'm reading. That's what I'm reading on the net. It seems like the penalty is $100, but no one ever has been penalized.
We actually had one of our listeners kind of walk us through what was happening with him, and he actually went through this American Community Survey thing where he refused it, and then ultimately nothing happened to him. And I have refused the census itself, which you could argue, that's constitutional. I have refused to answer question number one of the census, and they didn't do anything but send a representative back. There was one person who came the initial time. I recorded video of that. I posted that to freekeen.com. They sent somebody else a few weeks later or whatever, and I recorded that as well. And they had informed her that I would be recording the encounter, so she knew what to expect. She handled it very, very well. I turned down all of her offers of paperwork and information and whatever it was she was trying to give me, and I was very nice about turning her down, but ultimately nothing happened to me over that, so I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Yeah, I actually, the census worker came out to my house, and what I did is I sat down with her with a piece of paper, and I got her something to drink, and every question that she asked me and wrote down the answers, I asked her, I would, ask her first and get the information. So I found out about her husband and where she lived and how many dogs she had and all these nonsensical things they asked. I answered all of her questions. I just wanted her to know how weird it was, how absolutely strange it is to go into somebody's house.
Someone you don't know.
Ask these questions of them because, it's really odd.
And she answered all your questions?
She did answer all my questions. She's a strange lady, too. what if I would have turned this over to some lunatic like she's going to?
Yeah.
There you go, Dennis. Good luck. Let us know if anything happens, but I expect it won't. And thanks for listening to Free Talk Live
on
the free-to-air satellite. I appreciate that, too. No problem. Very very rare that we'll get one of those folks calling in, but they are out there, the people listening to us on what is called free-to-air satellite, which you can do learn more about how to do that over at sat.lrn.fm. If you're in North or Central America and you get a view of the southern sky, you can order a very affordable dish and receiver set. Hook that thing up, and you've got 24/7 content coming from LRN.FM, which, of course, includes Free Talk Live, Flaming Freedom, and so many other great shows. So that's how that gentleman was listening to us.
Cool.
So our toll-free number is 855-453. Harry is in Nashua listening to WSMN. Hello, Harry.
No, that would be Perry. Perry Mason, Perry Como.
Welcome, Perry. Sorry about the mistake. Go ahead.
It's all good. Somebody was just saying, drop bombs on ISIS, and please do.
No one on this show was saying that.
Somebody just said that before the last break.
Someone said drop bombs on ISIS?
I think Mark said he wishes somebody would.
It would make me feel bad, is what I said.
But somebody wishes they wouldn't, but whoever does, guess who's going to be buying them bombs.
Exactly.
United States.
In all likelihood, that's the case, yeah.
And that's the case. And there goes our $19 trillion, or almost 19, up to $20 trillion that we owe for whatever.
Yep.
Well, I don't owe any of it. I'd like to point out I didn't acknowledge or consent to that money being spent, and I don't have a contract.
Nor did I. Yeah. There's too much money being spent on nonsensical things, and you know, I've been unemployed for going on almost 10 years, and it is don't spend much as long as I got breath in my air.
Just all like of those all trillions could have sure have done a lot better for the country if they'd been in the hands of the people who earned it, so they could create new jobs and opportunities and entrepreneurs.
Yeah,
and that kind of thing.
So I wouldn't be sitting here eating at a soup kitchen and being down in my bunker where there's no heat, no nothing. But every day that I wake up, even though we have had storm, and then Mother Nature gave us a day off, and then another storm, and up here in Nashville, New Hampshire, is just relentless and relentless, and everybody's getting sick and tired of it. But is as long as you can wake up and breathe air, it's a good day. It's a good day.
Okay, thanks, Perry, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I guess that's generally a true statement, but not if the air is weighed down with the aftermath of bombs exploding outside of your house and, you know, the soot in the air.
Better than the alternative. I wouldn't.
It's not going to be a good day, though. Not if you're cleaning up bodies. Nope.
Depends on how you want to look at it.
It's going to be hard to look at that as a positive thing.
I think it's interesting.
I like to look on things
being
positively.
Being alive is, in my opinion, better than being dead.
It's good to be grateful, no doubt about it, but don't tell me you're going to have a good day cleaning up your family's bodies. It's just not going to happen.
I wouldn't like that very much. The, it's kind of interesting, the idea of the federal government prints this money and then sort of gives it away to rich people and those that make weapons and all this other stuff that they do. What would it be like if they just printed the money and gave it away to the people who are on the bottom? You know, there's all this concern.
Lots of beer and cigarettes probably going to get purchased real fast.
Yeah, certainly. There'd be lots of stuff. But talk about trickle-up economics. I mean, that would be very helpful for the economy. It'd be far better than what they did.
I'll give you that. Yeah, it would be better. I mean, I certainly don't support government handing out money. I don't support them taking it in the first place. I certainly don't support them printing it. But I do agree with you. If you have to choose, giving that money to the people in the United States makes a lot more sense than giving it to the military-industrial complex. Share your thoughts with us here. 855-450-FREE. You know, I actually pulled up the video of me and the census worker. It's kind of entertaining. I might play that for you here in a little bit. You're welcome to share your thoughts. And maybe you have been a census refusenik? I guess that would be the right word. A census refusenik? Somebody who refuses to participate in this? You're welcome to share your experience. But yeah, I've never heard of anybody being prosecuted for it. I've heard of some grumpy census bureaucrats showing up and trying to encourage you, maybe threaten you in some way, but ultimately, there doesn't seem much they can do about it.
I had a very easy time with it. It happened to me when I was living in an apartment building in Philadelphia, and there was a person with a clipboard at the door and a bunch of papers at the floor of the apartment complex saying, "Oh, hey, have you filled out your census forms yet?" And I was like, "No, I don't live here, lady. See ya." Shut the door.
All right, there's more on the way. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll come back with more. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. And more about the census or ISIS, because there's some more disturbing ISIS-related news. They've got child soldiers that are now training for jihad, apparently, in a new video. It's Free Talk Live. Yep, that's right. They're starting them early in ISIS. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Gabino lives in Palcapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time, get a free pound to try out the subscription, cancel anytime, coffee.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.